The next gentleman speaking was described to me by a coworker as someone who is working harder to make the internet better every day. He is the source of news for Giant Bomb and a great dude, Mr. Patrick Klepek.
Whoa! They're gonna cut my mic off in 3 minutes, so I'm gonna try and go through this story a little faster. When I was trying to think about a story that I could tell, I wondered, should I tell the story about how I waited 10 minutes in line at a fan convention to go number one, when I realized after about 10 minutes I was in a very long line for everyone to go number two? And I decided the story I actually wanted to tell was a story about my parents, and more specifically it's about my dad. It's the time about a guy who normally said no decided to say yes. My dad didn't say no all the time because he was a jerk. He was just kind of stubborn and didn't know how to tell you that he was trying to protect you by saying no. And I've been attending video game conventions since I was 13 years old. The first one I went to is when I went to the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Atlanta, Georgia. And for the rest of the story, we'll call that E3. But it's not like PAX or Comic-Con or C2E2 where you pay money and you get a badge. This is supposed to be some sort of professional thing where people show up and they're doing professional work. Not 13-year-olds like myself who show up working for a website called Gamers Online with a Z, which in 1998, I assure you, Z was cool, and it was fine that we had it in the name. In high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I knew that I liked Weezer a lot, but I don't think you could go to college to major in studying Pinkerton as an album. I played a lot of video games, though, and I had one essay that got picked when I was in fifth grade about the don't do drugs that I got to read in front of everyone, so maybe I had something I could do with writing. And at some point, a teacher asked me if I'd ever considered doing writing, and I said no, but they said, hey, journalism's a way that you can get paid to write. And I said, well, I've written for this website, Gamers with a Z, maybe that's something that I could do. And then they also told me that all the journalism classes only have women in them, so I signed up immediately. It was at this moment that my life kind of snowballed, and it's gotten me to the point where I am, where I've had a very rewarding and successful career writing about video games for a living. And the only reason I got to do that was because someone said yes who normally says no. I don't remember how I pitched to my parents at 13 years old I wanted to go to Atlanta for a convention, because to them this is probably how the pitch sounded. Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm a 13-year-old who wants to travel to Atlanta and hang out with a bunch of older men I met on the internet. In a retrospect, I don't think I would have allowed my son to do that, so maybe my parents are terribly irresponsible, but they let me go anyway. And the truth is that my parents were just excited that their son, who was mostly interested in Final Fantasy and chocolate chip pancakes, decided he wanted to do something and go to a convention, so they went with me. My dad made a work trip out of it. So I registered at Underage Press, and I had a few appointments with video game companies. And understandably, my dad wanted to walk around with me and go to these appointments. And I suddenly realized, I tried to imagine what these companies were thinking, which is that they had booked time to go with this hot new video game website called Gamers Online with a Z, which they knew was cool because it had a Z. And instead, a 13-year-old shows up with his slightly overweight dad that hasn't played anything since Tecmo Bowl. So these companies are showing off their games to this 13-year-old while this old man naps in the background. And I don't know if he was napping, but I'm pretty sure he was napping because that's what he did a lot. And the last appointment I had was with this Castlevania video game. And I got too nervous. I was supposed to interview the Japanese game developers. I had 10 pages of questions in line with me. And I went up to the line. I chickened out. I went back to my dad and I said, oh, they canceled the appointment for some reason. And he said, I went back and I told him it was canceled, and he knew I was lying, but he was kind of proud of me anyway. And my parents probably should have laughed at when I pitched them on going to a convention, but they didn't. And it was the first time that my dad, who normally said no, said yes. And so I got to go, and I got to make a career out of it because he said yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Sorry about the timing, guys. Thank you so much for coming. This is wonderful.